Look, I would love to tap that ass.
So tap it.
I want to, but my dick is too aware that your pussy is a chamber of financial ruin.
This is Games and More Entertainment Radio.
I'm Seymour.
And I'm Koba.
I played so much that game.
If it's got EA on it, I'm not going to buy it.
Okay, I don't even know what day it is.
Games and More Entertainment Radio. Games and More Entertainment Radio. Games and More Entertainment Radio.
If people have listened to the show this long, they know that I don't give a fuck.
Ludicrous kill.
Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 135. I'm C4.
And I'm Kobar.
It is October 29th, 2006. The website is hwhq.com. You can email us. Apparently, everybody's forgotten how this works. It's c4.gameradio@gmail.com. The IRC is irc.oftc.net. The channel is Gamer. And to start off this week, I actually have to mention something that's not exactly game-related, but made me a very, very happy camper. The Linux Link Tech Show. Their episode 164, they got an interview somehow, some way. I think they had to sell their soul with Patrick Volkerding of Slackware Linux, which I am very pleased about. I was really happy about that. I wanted to say, like, kudos to them. I've been waiting for this for a long time.
That's a pretty nice interview.
and it was a solid one. I was very impressed with it. They did a great job, and it was cool to see him pop into IRC for just a little bit of time. I was pretty happy about it. I'd only seen him once before. On IRC, and that was weird, like 3 o'clock in the morning on Slackware on Freenode, I think, as a matter of fact, years and years ago. So that was cool, and I think everybody should go check that out if they're into that kind of thing at all. But you're here for game news, and that'd be us, I think. We got one email this week. In fact, the sad title, the subject line of this email was something to fill the empty inbox. And it's from Dark Dragon Man Neo. Hey guys, how's it going? Well, I know C4 is doomed to not playing any good PS2 games ever, but I got a good one, and it's Okami. To be honest, when I heard about this game I was interested, but to me it was one of the games you may get by chance if you're in between games and need something to play. I saw it was getting great reviews, but it was still a maybe. Well, out of the blue, my friend IMs me telling me how he got the game and that it rocked, and I was in a bit of a hump, so I got it. So I put it in, and slowly it blew my mind. The graphics were, of course, what I noticed first, but slowly the whole picture set in. Eventually, you find yourself captivated in the feeling of the deep, ancient Japanese style. The audio is incredible, although there is no real understandable dialogue since it uses gibberish with subtitles. The story is quite good, too, in the way it shows you part of the picture, and you think you get it, and then it pulls the floor from under you. If you know nothing of the story, you're shit out of luck because it's a bit too complex. I don't want to tire out C4 reading this email. This game also has parts that are hilarious. There is one part in the game that you meet a girl who looks like she's out of a Dead or Alive game, if you know what I mean. Because the main character can't talk, all the talking on your part is done by Issun, your pint-sized horn dog of a sidekick, and between her trying to tell you about what she needs, the little guy is just cracking all these great boob jokes, which goes on for about 2 minutes. Besides this, the guy is such a little smartass who has no problem with saying the most terrible and hilarious things, no matter what the circumstance. The game can also get really weird, but in good ways most of the time. The game does have a few problems. Using the brush to do your spells is not that easy for a few of them, while the rest are really easy. The camera has its moments once in a while, but not all that often. Also, you can get lost at points. The biggest problem is its length. It's not that it's short, it's a bit too long for an adventure. We're talking 40 hours. So there are parts that flow so smooth and some that drag on like hell. Though it has these problems, it still is a game to get. With all these side quests, collectible items, and special features and unlockables to earn, you'll be playing this game a couple more times to get 100%. And yes, it does have a save plus after you beat it. Let's talk about that for a minute before we carry on the next email. I'm glad he wrote us about this because both of us really wanted to check this game out and then somehow...
just forgot all about it or
yeah,
I mean,
we
whatever.
Knew it came out.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that it came out and it looked really cool and then like it just kind of got swept. I know what my excuse is. It's not on the 360.
I don't even know what my excuse is.
I don't either.
I just didn't pick it up on...
It looked fat though.
Yeah.
And it still looks good. And so I'm really glad to hear.
And it's 40.
It's only $40?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's good. So thank you very much, Dark Dragon Man, Neo. I mean, we really wanted to hear about this and know what it's like. And believe it or not, I don't even think I went back and read reviews on it, like, once it actually came out.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing all this, like, pre-release stuff, and I saw somebody playing it at a game store. Yeah, I just happened to be in Game Crazy or something like that, and I saw a couple guys playing it. And while it looked really neat, I was still like, meh. I think, oh, in fact, I was on the hunt for Tony Hawk American Wasteland that day. I was driving all over town trying to find it, so I was not in a mood to see something else. But that's cool stuff, because it really did look way cool.
Yeah, and I have to say, when it comes to time problems, I'd much rather have the game be too long than too short.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But do you ever...
10-hour games are getting old.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, he said it was an adventure game that feels just a little bit too long. How in the hell long did you play Mario 64 for?
A long time.
Like, friggin' hours, and at never one point did I say to myself, my God, this game's dragging on.
Yeah, I don't even know how many hours I put into that
game. I couldn't imagine either. I mean, I played forever, it seemed like, and went back and played more, even. I mean, there's just, you know, that's... But maybe... okay, I might see where he's coming from, because did you ever get... I don't know if this is just me, but you ever get that part into a game? Like, when I first start playing a game... I'm trying to learn about it, and things seem like they're going nice and like fairly slow, and you're learning things, you're powering up, you're getting skills, and then at some point, maybe like 20, 30 hours in, you get to the point where you're just like, this has gotten out of hand, and it just needs to end.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get that feeling? It seems to happen to me with an awful lot of games. Like, I can't even follow anything anymore, and you're just ripping through levels. Like maybe you have the first like 10 levels of a game, like, memorized, because you spent so much time and you were playing slower, you were still learning things, you were gaining all these new abilities and taking your time or something, and then at some point it just seems like a blur to the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Does that happen often, or am I like...
It certainly does happen, yeah. I mean, if pacing is an important part of the game.
But see, I don't know if it's a part of the fault on the game's part, though. It almost seems like it happens to me to every game. I mean, even with Oblivion, I got to the point where I was like, this has just got to end. You know, and the main quest line, come to find out, isn't very long.
Right.
I mean, it is short. Like, I swear to God, you could
beat that
game. You also
played Oblivion kind of funky.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because you played, like, all the different side quests and did all this other stuff.
Not all the side quests, just the guild quests.
Right. But you put in, like, what, 40 hours before you even really started the main quest?
No, it was like... No, because I did part of the main quest right away. You know, like the first part, like one section of it, yeah. And then I want to say, God, it felt like there was only, like, 5 or 6 sections to it. Like, nothing, because... I went and did all the guild things, and I swear to God, I think I'm on 80 hours when I finally beat it.
Mm.
I mean, that was a solid game, and I mean, there's hundreds of quests that I didn't do, I'm sure, because I just walked through most of it. I still had like 30 active quests when I beat it, and it keeps track of how many you have completed and how many you have active, and it said, and I think my active or completed was about 100.
Because
I remember just before I started finishing up the main quest things, it was at like 90 or 87 or something. It was really close to 90.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure I tack on, you know, the main quest line last few, and I'm sure it was 100.
Right.
You know, and I don't know. I should look up a number to see how many quests there are actually in this game, because
it's probably a lot of go here, kill this.
But see, that's just it. Almost every quest I did wasn't quite like that.
Right, but again, how many of those actual side quests?
I did
quests
a few
did
of the
do?
Side quests.
Right.
I mean, a handful. Not many at all. I mean, probably, I want to say like 4, you know? I did very, very few, like, non-essential quests. And I wanted to, you know, I had to do all the guild ones and then the main quests, so that's what I did. But that's definitely a game I'm going to come back to.
Right.
I mean, later on, like, when I just need to exist in some world without any pressure now, because that game just blows your freaking mind. It was amazing. So, now that the praise is over for your awesome email, I'm going to rip your head off in the next section here. Sorry to say this, but I have to give up on Final Fantasy VI. Not because it wasn't fun with the spelling and grammar problems. It's just too slow for me, and I have other things to do, too. Other things, too, so I'd rather keep up with the new stuff while at home. It would just be more fun with a controller or if it was on a portable system. Of course, it is going to be on the GBA, so maybe I'll try it again then. That would be a good idea, because I'm torn on that one. I don't want to buy it because it's on the GBA. What an asshole.
Right.
You know, I should get it and play it on my DS, but I don't want to because it's on the DS. It's not on the DS. You know, it's
right.
Not like a slot 1 card. It's that slot 2 card, the GBA card.
It would have been very nice if the upcoming Final Fantasy 3 was 6.
Seriously. Well, I don't think I mentioned it yet, but I got the DS Lite Onyx, and I have to say you were right, C4. I have been constantly cleaning the damn thing. I got it with Mario Kart DS, and I got Animal Crossing for it a few weeks after that. I have to say I've been having a blast. Still using the PSP, though, but just as an MP3 player and as a portable hard drive. I also may import some stuff for the PSP, as well as the DS, but probably not much besides Bleach, Heat the Soul 3, and... I have no idea what that word's supposed to be. Narutamitz Portable. While on that subject, what do you guys think of the whole Lick Saying issue? Keep up the good work, and please try to keep the episodes coming with as few delays as possible. Well, I am a lazy ass, and unfortunately, I know the last show didn't get up there until like 2 days later than it usually was, but I had an excuse. You know, Oblivion, man, it owned my ass. There was nothing I could do but play that freaking game, and I was like, to hell with the show! I must finish and trudge through, and I finally succeeded. Just in time for a couple great releases on the 24th of October. Also on the 24th of October, which was our first news story that he actually mentioned at the end of his email here, was Lick Saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a sad, sad thing, because this was like also on the same day, October 24th, lick-saying.com. I'm sure almost everybody who listens to the show knows this website. They import shit wherever you want and whatever you want. They have everything. I mean, piles and piles of games for like every console. All kinds of creepy, weird stuff too, you know, like not normal console accessories, you know, all those
stuff
like
that only comes out in Japan or China,
some weird shit like that, you know, and they have all those freaky like 8x memory card size things that, you know, scare the shit out of me, all that weird stuff. They got all kinds of crazy stuff, but it was a fantastic website, very handy for picking up things like extension cables or you know, proprietary connector to USB converter, you know, and my personal favorite, the VGA adapters, you know, things like that. It had, you know, just everything. And unfortunately, the big bad guy here, imagine this, if you will, a company that everybody knows and loves wholeheartedly, Sony, has gone ahead and basically forced their hand to close their door. Now, check, okay, the story was...
Just because they weren't selling something where Sony wanted them to.
Right, exactly, exactly. Let's see, LickSaying.com has been shut down after legal action from Sony. It is illegal to import any Sony products without their consent. That was their argument, really. You know, basically, Sony says this is not for sale in the UK, therefore you cannot buy this in the UK. Sony claims the legal action was brought on because they're trying to protect consumers. Right? Because, I mean, you know, they're out for our best interests. That rootkit was only to protect you.
Right.
From,
right,
you know, the evils of pirated music.
I don't know if I told you this real quick about the rootkit. I know someone who got a virus that was used the Sony rootkit
really?
To hide itself. Yeah.
Really? No, you did not tell me that.
Yeah.
Really?
Just maybe 2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah, okay. So that was pretty recent then. No shit.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I put his hard drive in my computer, and oh, there's that dollar sign,
yeah,
something, something dollar sign. I was like, oh,
oh
yeah,
my God. Wow. See? But this isn't Sony's fault. No, no.
No, no, no.
No, this is, they're to save us. They're here for our you know, benefit. I mean, Jesus, if it wasn't for them looking out for the consumer, we'd probably all be dead by now. I mean, really, you know, exploding batteries and whatnot. I mean, you know, come on. So now here we go. Sony claims these imported devices do not meet the safety standards of the areas that they're being imported to. So, you know, that like American PSP that they're shipping over, you know, that Lick Saying was importing to the UK, or the Japanese PSP that they were shipping over to someone in the UK, doesn't meet the UK's, you know, safety regulations, basically.
Right.
And
Sony is admitting that their
products are dangerous.
Yeah.
I thought that was great, too. But the thing is that sounded like such a sound argument to the judge that they ruled in favor of Sony, and they cited even a violation of intellectual property rights. I mean, you can't even say, I mean, wow. Does this mean you can't sell some shit on, like, eBay? Like, if I wanted to buy from a Japanese seller a PSP on
wait
eBay?
Wait a second.
No, Sony owns your PSP.
Right, apparently.
Yep. So we have licensed hardware, too. Not just software like I was fed and told to believe.
Swear to God, 10 years from now, Toyota's going to be telling us where we can drive our cars.
Seriously. They're going to have, I swear, did I mention this on the show? They're going to have a Ford lane.
Yeah.
And shit like that. This is the Honda lane and shit like that. Not good stuff, I tell you. Now, Lick Saying actually posted a thing up on their website you can read, which is bizarre, because you can still go there and it looks like you can order stuff. I mean, it looks like nothing has changed at all. And they're refunding customers' money. They just flat out said, you know, if you have an order that we haven't shipped, we're crediting your accounts, we're sending you back your money, we're done, we have to close our doors. Sony claims innocence. This is not their fault that Lick Saying is out of business because they can't import now. They're saying that this is Lick Saying's own financial troubles causing them to close their doors. And has nothing to do with this, you know, well-timed thing. And now Sony, now Lick Saying not only posted a thing on their website, even stating that Sony of Europe people, like people that work for Sony, have been ordering stuff from Lick Saying. Like they have the records to show that, like, you know, president of Sony UK has ordered a PSP from Lick Saying.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, now, but the whole thing is that doesn't prove shit, really. You know,
right.
I mean, all they were doing was investigating Lick Saying. Okay. So, and Lik Singh says, look, you know, they've ordered from us, blah, 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 they're assholes. We sent them free shit even. Lik Singh coffee mugs and whatnot. Now, Sony actually posted a response to that and basically said, you know, fuck you. You guys were going under without us. You guys are selling dangerous products because, you know, whatnot. And Sony got a big, what do they call that? Like a settlement out of Lik Singh. Also, apparently Lik Singh didn't even contest this. They didn't go to court. They did not fly from Hong Kong, where this thing is legal, to the UK, where Sony decided to take them to court. They did not represent themselves in court. So they lost by default. And the judge awarded Sony some huge amount of money that Lik Singh has not paid yet. So now they're calling, now they're saying, oh, you guys failed on your own accord for selling dangerous products. You had no money, and you owe us millions of dollars for selling our products.
How does that work? How can a Hong Kong-based company...
I have fucking no idea. Well, they do business there, I guess, you know. I guess. I have no idea how this works.
But since the business is in Hong Kong, they should have gone to court in Hong Kong.
That's what I'm saying, but no. But apparently not. Not if you're Sony, you can take them to court wherever you want. But I guess that leaves us with, and who knows how long till Sony, you know, guns for our other websites, like PlayAsia, play-asia.com, a very similar website. Who knows how long until something happens to them, you know. This might actually spur, you know, like, say, Microsoft to get kind of pissed.
Well, and at the very least, this is going to make the poor UK unable to import their shit, and that was huge for people in the UK, because a lot of times they get... games and stuff way the hell later,
yeah. Yeah, this is pretty sad. This is, you know, big companies smacking around the little guy. This is upsetting.
Almost for shits and giggles. Like, I don't understand what the hell Sony cares.
Me neither. I really don't either. I honestly, I bet it has to do with the PS3. I bet it has to do with the PS3. They're trying to, you know, close some gaps of where the PS3 could be sold where they don't want it quite sold just yet, you know. That's what I think this really has to do. Then they have to play that we're here for your safety card.
Right.
You know? That's some bullshit.
Because selling our own products is dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Somebody should take Sony to court over that. Terrorist Jackie Thompson. Now, I had to bring this up, okay? Not because it's our usual terrorist Jackie Thompson news of him being a complete... Well, okay. Of him trying... No. He's an ass, no matter what I say here. This is hilarious. This just goes to show what a hothead fucking retard this guy is. Okay. Mortal Kombat Armageddon. Terrorist Jackie Thompson has sent a cease and desist letter to Midway Home Entertainment because, now listen to this, he sent them a letter. This is a clip from the letter. Now, I'm not entirely sure if this it's not like a misspelling, it's like they got the wrong word in here, was from... the actual letter, or if this is just the one that managed to get out, because they got a funky word in here. It says, it has today come to my attention that the newly recently, I think it meant to be released, Mortal Kombat Armageddon contains an unauthorized commercial exploitation of my name, photograph, image, and likeness within the game. You are commanded to cease and desist immediately from the distribution of this game because of this unauthorized and illegal content. Okay, so a public figure's image is illegal now, for one, okay? Because, you know, everybody has complete privacy rights to their likeness and image. This is why we're, like, patenting human genome and whatnot and your own DNA. So, now here's the, okay, now if you haven't seen this yet, it's not in the game. There's a creative fighter mode. You want to say something about it? You seem to know more about it than I do.
Not really. It's just a creative fighter mode, and apparently it's actually pretty burly. I mean, there's... People have made some pretty incredible things with this creative fighter, and they made Jackie Thompson. Some guy made Jackie Thompson, took pictures of it and whatnot, and posted it up on the net.
Yeah, and GamingTarget.com did this, you know, and he gave all the specifications of the settings you would have to set. It was cool, too, because it said, like, Jay Thompson, and, you know, like, where it shows, like, their special moves, his with legalese. That was pretty cool, you know? I mean, the guy was just having a good time, and, you know, douchebag here flips out, sends this letter to Midway and a bunch of big news outlets, too. It's like, this email went to the same people. Like, you know, he sends this off to CNN and whatnot. And Midway Home Entertainment, cease and desist this game because, you know, people can create me in there. But the thing is he didn't happen to mention in the whole thing that somebody created this. Like, he had no fucking clue.
It has nothing to do with Midway.
Yeah, at all. So, I'm sorry, but you lose and you look like a bigger idiot than you already looked like, which I thought, honestly, was not possible. You keep lowering the bar. With The Sims 2. Oh, really? Somebody did this with that, too?
Well, no. What happened in The Sims 2 is someone made a hack that... took away the blur. And then they added textures so that there would be, like, tits and stuff. T found this and started flipping out and going, oh, my God, our children, and trying to sue EA.
Okay, that's sounding familiar.
And EA was like, what? This has nothing to do with us.
How is this our fault? You freaking moron. I mean, this guy's a dumb. How does somebody like this, maybe he's off his meds or something. How does he get through law school?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
There's several states now that have just said, no.
You're an idiot, yeah.
Yeah, we won't even deal with you. You go elsewhere.
This needs to happen on a global scale, you know? Seriously. Now, bitches. I'm referring to you World of Warcraft players. Suck it, Trebek! The World of Warcraft expansion, The Burning Crusade, has been delayed until January 2007, and I'm hoping it gets pushed back after that, so you can all sit there and whine and bitch about doing the same dungeons over and over and over and over and over, all five of them, and how much fun you're having and how great Blizzard is. Keep sucking that icy dick until January 2007. Amazon.com reports January 30th, and EB says roughly the 23rd. There is a disclaimer that says we're not so sure what day this is actually coming out. The expansion pack can be had for $39.99, setting a new record as far as I'm concerned, as far as expansion packs go. I don't think I've ever seen a $40 expansion before. From its Blizzard, it is just that good. It must be.
I was worried that it was going to be 50, so...
Jesus. The collector's edition of this mighty, mighty expansion pack here apparently is $69.99.
And that's why I was worried, because I didn't hear what the original price was going to be. I just heard what the collector's was.
Oh, okay.
You wanna... $70. Well,
that's a hefty investment.
Yeah, for some crap. I mean, the collector's edition contains the game, a behind-the-scenes DVD.
Wait, the game on CD and DVD format.
Okay, right.
Both. My bullet points got fucked up there, I just noticed. That first one's supposed to be one of the bullet points.
Right. So the game on both CD and DVD. The Burning Crusade Behind the Scenes DVD.
This is 2 hours of Blizzard developers wanking off in piles of money at headquarters, I swear to God.
An art book with the Burning Crusade hand cover art. Exclusive in-game pet Netherwind Elf.
Got it. Netherwhelp.
Yeah, it's a little dragon thing. Ooh. Which apparently the last one was selling for like $600 on eBay.
Wow.
I heard like people were selling just the
right, like the they did pet. On EverQuest 2.
Yeah. Two WoW trading cards, starter packs, plus exclusive cards. Map of Outworld mouse pad.
Outland. This is the new zone, I guess, the new world, the new continent.
Oh, right. And World of Warcraft, The Burning Crusade soundtrack.
Huh. Now, the exclusive cards, actually, I guess they're making that a card game?
Kind of like Magic.
Right, exactly. Now, these exclusive cards, and I imagine there's rarer cards, like rare cards that you can get if you just... Like, you don't have to buy this. You can buy just the packs.
Right.
And you can get cards that have codes, I guess, that you can use in-game to give yourself special gear. Now, I don't think it's, like, fat gear. I think it's just, like, looks cool. You know what I mean? Because everybody looks the same in that game, you know?
Like a tuxedo, maybe.
I hope not, but yeah. Something, I don't know, but yeah, something. I guess you're supposed to get a little something for yourself, you know, showing what a true horde that you are, and get your special item. I don't know what to think about that. I'll tell you what I think, though. I am going to buy as many copies of the Collector's Edition that I can find.
Good luck.
I won't get one. There's no way. They're limited quantities, you know. Yeah. They're probably only going to be like maybe 50,000 of them or 25,000 of them or something. I don't know. I made that number up out of the sky. But I will try to buy them. As many as I can possibly find. Because it's an investment. In 6 months, this shit's going to be going for $1,400 on eBay.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. So, yeah. I mean...
Like I said, the little Murloc pet alone was going for several hundred dollars on eBay.
I mean, I'm not going to be in lines overnight with these douchebags dressed up in my fucking little character outfit for the Horde! Sitting out there in front of Best Buy swinging around a fucking cardboard axe or something. You know, it's not going to happen. Trying to get a look at the hot chick dressed up like a night elf, you know, that's not going to happen. But if I happen to come across one, I'll be picking it up for absolute certainty. It's an investment. $70 is nothing for the turnaround on that. But, yeah. Now, here's the best part. I don't know if I told you this or not. I got into the beta for the Burning Crusade, and I'm not going to do it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to do
how
it.
How did that happen?
Something through work.
Oh.
And it's like, I got in, they only took a few people, and I was like one of the first, apparently. I stumbled across it on accident. I was like, oh, I'll sign up for fun, see if I get in, and I got in. And it's like, I don't want to do it because I don't want to pay $15. Because, like, I have to have an active WoW account for them to, you know, and then they mark my account as in the beta. But it's like, it's killing me to not do it because that's, like, major bragging rights. That's like, fuck you, I know this game sucks before all you guys do. So it's like, it's almost worth the $15.
Yeah, I have a Night Elf. Or a Blood Elf.
So, yeah, seriously. That's an hour of work for me to gloat for a lifetime. Or at least a couple weeks.
It might be worth it.
Dude, it seriously might be worth it. Oh, man. I can't believe I just changed my own mind on air. Seriously, I'm thinking about it. Okay, Diablo 3, possibly confirmed. This is hot off the press breaking news here. We saw this as we were going for news tonight. Diablo 3 kind of confirmed by an author of some of the Diablo novels. You know those books, things, their paper, and they have... multiple pages, I guess, and these
no
crazy...
electricity involved.
Yeah, it's bizarre though. I can't find the on button on them. I don't know what to happen. What you do with them, but whatever. This guy apparently does something for Blizzard with Diablo, and he's putting out a new book, and it's the first in a trilogy. Now here, I guess there was an interview on some website with this guy. Some people were asking him about these new novels, and the guy had like seriously some loaded answers for this. It was crazy, like wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
You know what I mean?
You know, totally. Let's see. One of the guys asked him a question, something along the lines of. In your latest book, something, I don't know, about the first in a trilogy, if your storyline would impact the storyline of Diablo 3, the game, like kind of, you know, insinuating there would be one, trying to set the guy up for the fall, but he seemed all into it, because he goes, the ramifications here will be used for any future project, and I ain't writing for a dead game. So it sounds like, yeah, you know, I'm working on the storyline for, you know, Diablo 3 that's also going to be in these novels. Then later on, somebody asked him a question about Diablo himself, because wasn't he killed? Didn't Diablo die in that?
Maybe.
I think so. I can't. I mean, it's been so fucking long. Yeah, right. I could have sworn you did something, but dude, it's been years since I played and beat that game. Over and over and over. So anyway, and the guy's response to the direct comment about Diablo himself was, I'm not writing for a dead world, but a world with the dead. So it's like, you know, hint, hint, nudge, nudge. And of course, all over the internet where they're talking about, you know, like Blizzard people and Diablo places, you know, people are going insane over this. Just as if you wouldn't know they were going to make one anyway.
Oh, that's the whole thing, though. He could be saying this. It's obviously going to happen someday.
At some point, you know? That's like... I don't know. Gee, I wonder if there's going to be another Halo game.
Yeah.
You know? Now, speaking of that, though, did you see that there was some news about that? Like, first details of Halo 3 Online? Did you read those? Or
I didn't care?
I looked at it, I pulled up the list, and it's like four-point, like, bullet-point thing... Oh, there's this gun in it. And, oh, there's a new map.
There's a new map?
I'm shocked. Yeah. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. Why? Who? This wasn't news. This is why I didn't want to mention it on the show, but it came up now. So moving right along to actual news. I can't believe this, but it looks like Nintendo's got a new Wii already kind of geared up for a launch in Japan sometime next year. But this isn't some major revamp or anything, and it's not like
it's purple.
Rumor has it Nintendo's developing an enhanced version of the Wii, which will launch in Japan sometime next year, that will play DVDs, is basically what I heard. And also, they've struck a deal with CNN that will deliver news to the Wii's news channel. And
that's
I guess
nice.
Regionally you can kind of cruise around. Yeah, that is cool, because I wouldn't want to rely on like Nintendo to bring me the news.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be all like Englished out and stuff, you know. That would be no good. No good. But if we can get our news from CNN on the damn Wii, that might be kind of cool. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But
the DVD thing is kind of pointless at this point.
I really don't care. You
I mean,
know?
I can understand the Blu-ray.
Right.
Because no one has Blu-ray yet.
Okay.
But
your eyes are a little bit closed more and slantier. And your skin is a little bit yellow or palish jaundiced.
Right.
And you live in Japan like a sardine. And you don't have a whole lot of room for a DVD player.
Well,
you know, maybe this isn't such a bad thing.
But
I mean,
probably have a PS2.
No, you don't probably have a PS2. You have a PS2 or two. Yeah, you're right. You know, but see, I mean, but you might get rid of that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you gotta, you know, out with the old and with the new. You're well, not yet. Well, yeah, because they've been playing Final Fantasy 12 now for quite some time. Well, anyway, it's news. Heavy on the news tonight, and there's an excuse I have all lined up for that. Just give me a minute. This has also made major, major, major news this week, and I'm not too excited about why. Xbox Live Gold versus Silver package. Now, everybody's read this. People are up in arms over, like, a a 45-second or minute-and-a-half long, like, trailer of Gears of War being on Xbox Live Marketplace only for gold people for the rest of the week. You know, or for 7 or 8 days or something.
And then Silver can download it.
And then Silver gets it, you know. And people are losing their absolute minds over this. Like, they're pissed off. And I don't get it.
I don't either. Because the gold people spend, what is it, $50 a year?
$50-$60 a year.
And right now, all they get is the ability to play the games online.
Well, maybe Microsoft has learned and figured out that not everybody wants to play games online.
Right.
Right? Like, I'm a good example of that. I've played Doom once or twice, Deathmatch online. I've been roped into playing Perfect Dark Zero against my will twice. And I've played Gauntlet once.
Now, that might change.
Right, that might change. Oh, I played Cameo once, and that was some fun shit. That might change. And that's fine and dandy. And I'm glad I pay for that service so that I can do that. But, you know, I would like to see a greater difference for it.
There's nothing wrong with perks.
Right, it's like more incentive to pay for it. Now, a lot of people are like, oh my god, they're nickel and diming you. Okay, you cheap fuck, you don't have to get it.
But, see, that's not even nickel and diming, though. Nickel and diming is the fucking pictures.
Yeah, 80 points here, 110 points there.
That crap is nickel and diming. Giving bonuses to being a gold member, I see that as being perfectly acceptable.
And it's not like you can't find every fucking trailer on there on something like GameTrailers.com.
Mm-hmm.
All this shit seems to be there.
Not to mention, in a few days, you'll get to download it anyway.
Yeah, deal with it. And trust me, you're not missing much. However, okay, that being said, after days of reading about people being just, I mean, absolutely fucking losing their minds over this, I did see where Microsoft has come out and said, look, there's going to be a greater difference in the future. This is the first thing. That's it. Nothing else has happened yet. And people are, I swear to God, they're ready to, like, commit suicide over it and, you know, donate their 360s to China or something to get hacked now over it. You know, they're like, oh, fuck this thing. What a piece of shit. And I'm like, what are you fucking retarded? How does that impact your day? It doesn't.
Yeah.
Keep playing your video games. Have a good time. If you want access to the content, pay for it. Okay? What you're getting is a perk anyway for free. Okay? Bandwidth isn't
Xbox,
free.
You didn't get any of it.
Right. And bandwidth isn't free. Microsoft has to pay for this somehow. Okay? I mean, I sound like a Microsoft fanboy whore here, but for God's sakes, I pay for the service, you know, myself, because I thought there was more perks, not just playing online. Mm-hmm. Come to find out that, and I should know better, seeing as how we talked about it, you know, extensively, before the 360 was out, but it didn't ever occur to me that it wasn't that way. You know, for some reason I assumed there was more, and I still feel it should be that way. There should be a third level in there, probably. You know?
I think so.
There really should be. Like a fat pack or something, you know,
and
the
where you get all those pictures for free and
yeah,
all that stuff.
Seriously, they're really, I mean, I'm all for paying for something I like and use, which is why I don't buy these little stupid pictures and themes and whatnot, you know, but if it's something I want and like, I'll pay for it. I have no problem with that. And you whiny little bitches out there, and I'm not, you know, I haven't had any listeners talk about this yet. Oddly enough, it hasn't been a topic on IRC, but every single forum across the internet has people complaining about this as if Microsoft is trying to tell them you can't play games on your 360 anymore deal. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like what they're telling you matters not. Okay, so get over it. You're still going to get the content. You're just a couple days late. Does that make you not cool at school or something? You know? Your friends are like, dude, did you see the trailer for Gears of War? Oh, man, I'm a silver user. Oh, you're so lame. You know? Oh, my God. The worst part is that's probably happened. But I guess even demos will be that way. I can deal with that, too. Pay for it.
I would be upset if gold members were the only ones to ever get the demos.
Yeah, that would be a little
too far.
Yeah, yeah.
But access early to these things, I don't see a problem with that.
How is that different than File Planet?
It's not.
It's not. And people pay for that all day and don't whine and complain about it. They complain because they hate File Planet. That's fine. I paid for File Planet for a year, used it, and still complained. You know?
But you paid, and I have to wait in line. You paid to get it earlier.
Exactly. I paid to get into the beta. Well, mostly I did kind of pay for the betas. I mean, that was.
Right.
But then they kind of dried up right after I got, you know, into a few. But anyway, personally, I'm all over this. I think it's all right. What else was I going to mention? Rainbow Six Vegas. The demo for this is not available on Xbox Live in the U.S.
Which is disturbing.
This is fucking bullshit. This is available in the U.K. Well, I guess on Europe Xbox Live, I guess. And Japan Xbox Live, I guess. And in America, in the official Xbox Magazine CD, I guess.
Right.
Okay, now, and well, wait. The only one I'm not 100% sure about is the disc.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that this is on the magazine discs for this month. I can't prove it, but this is what I heard, and I can guarantee you it's available on the other two Xbox Live, because I checked it out yesterday.
Right.
Signed up for a new Hotmail account real quick, set my region to Japan, logged onto Xbox Live using that gamer tag, and boom, there it was. And some other crazy game, Zega Pain Not or something, it's some fucking weird shit. It's like a bad, 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 crappy version of like Zone of Enders, I think. Mm. I can't quite make out what's going on though, but it seems pretty shitty. Good job, Microsoft. No wonder you're losing in Japan. Seriously. But the one thing I really wanted to check out was the Rainbow Six Vegas demo, and I couldn't download it. I can download every other game on there from Japan or from the European servers. I try to download Rainbow Six, and it like times out or something at
1%. Very weird.
Very weird. Very, very weird. It would not let me download it. But I don't know. Maybe they were just having problems the day that I tried it, but I'll have to get back to it. So, we've got an hour to kill. You ready to talk about some Final Fantasy XII goodness for a while? Well, so, this game is out, in Japan, and it should be out here in 2 days.
Right. It'll be out on October 31st.
2 days from now. Today's the 29th.
And, basically, I've been playing it.
Through a friend of yours in Japan.
That's right. Yeah. So, anyway, I've been playing it a little bit, checking it out, and I just wanted to give a quick preview. And next week, we're going to give the actual review. Probably going to get the doctor.
We.
We as in the doctor and I.
You guys are going to do what?
We're going to review.
Fag out for an hour and a half.
Something like that. Anyway.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. But, anyway, I've been playing a little bit, and I have to say, I am really impressed. The production values are very high, and I'm not even talking just the graphics. I'm talking like attention to detail, the quality of the voice acting, just how the game world feels, you know. And it's very nice stuff. Very good music, a lot of like throwbacks to earlier.
That's pretty standard, I would think. Though, is good music. They've always had some pretty heavy music in there, and I've actually seen a good probably 15-20 minutes of actual gameplay now. Like I watched a lot of the intro stuff. And then a little bit of the gameplay. So the music was pretty nice.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it sucked though, man. You knew it was Final Fantasy the minute you hit that power button. Because it's like, do, 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 do. I'm like, no, not that sound again. You know what I missed is the music. Did they have the combat wind music in there?
When you beat a boss, because there's no, like, you won.
Right, you're never into, like, combat. It's not like, right.
Anyway, so yeah, during boss battles, that actually kind of switches mode a little bit. Like, it doesn't load a screen or anything like that, but a boss HP bar goes across the top of your screen.
Okay.
And so when you defeat that boss, then, yeah, it goes, congratulations!
I am so gay. Okay.
So it does do it then.
The voice acting was great.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was amazing. I don't know why. I did not think it was anything special. I also didn't think the graphics were that good. Okay, the CGI is top-notch.
Oh, sure. It
but the
is.
Graphics themselves, very medium polygon count, I guess. Now, we're working on a PS2 here, so maybe I'm just
You've
jaded.
You've been staring at a 360 for the next month.
No, I've been staring at Oblivion for a month. So I think this is where the problem comes in, where all I see is, like, Legos when I'm looking at Final Fantasy XII. I'm just trying to be a dick. I hope everybody knows.
I do wish that they had pumped it down a little bit so they could get some more anti-aliasing going on, because there are times when, like, you'll see, like, the corner of a table or something is, like, just jaggedy and moving all over the place, and that is a shame. But, and I don't know what you mean about the voice acting. I think it's just absolutely
I'm not saying it's bad. It didn't, like, blow my mind.
I think it's the best voice acting I've heard in a video game.
Okay.
I just really liked it. But I've only put, like, maybe 5 hours into it, and into an RPG like this, that's just scratching the surface. So the actual review will come later. But my first impression is it's very well done. I'm enjoying myself thoroughly.
That's it?
Well, yeah, it's just a preview. We're doing the real thing later.
Okay. No, I didn't know how much else we wanted to say about
it. I don't want to, like, drill it this week
and next week. Okay. We need it this week pretty bad, though. Because I'm down to two topics left. That's pretty... But one of them's pretty big, though. Because it's an actual review. But then I do have another quick preview. We still got 40 minutes to kill somehow.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Actually, no, there is a couple things I would like to bring up, though, that we could squeeze into the show, that because we're just going to have extra time. It's not like we're having a huge slump in news. It's that I blame myself. I played Oblivion like a crack fiend for the last month. I didn't give two shits or a fuck about any other game, so I got nothing done for the show all week. Like, I usually at least pick up little notes here and there. I didn't care, man. I was like, no way. I got to save this planet. The Daedra must die. Okay, so I got Mega Man ZX for the Nintendo DS for some cracked up reason.
I have no idea.
I have no idea either. I mean, it's just like every now and again I go off the deep end. And honestly, what it was I thought to myself, it can't still be that bad. And yet I can't get it through my head, it's still Mega Man.
So you need a little recording of me every time you think that phrase. Because that phrase
it
has
can't
gotten
be
you
that
a,
bad.
In a lot of trouble.
It does. I don't know what my friggin' problem is. And this was a $35 lesson here. This was a $35 slap in the face with that giant Capcom wiener. I mean, it was horrible. Because here, I really thought to myself, okay, this is a new Mega Man on the DS, the system I really like. Mm-hmm. The graphics look pretty good. I mean, how bad can it be? That's the one that fucks me.
Yeah.
How bad can it be? That's the one that bends me over and makes me its little bitch until I love it every time. Now, in this one, I know it's a little bit different. You play as like a male or female, like a human. You're not like a robot. Right, okay. And you're like a delivery boy. I remember from playing. It's been a couple weeks since I played this.
You're still dressed up like Mega Man.
No, you're walking around like a human, and then you like get this like metal, this freaky like metal item or something, because you're transporting it, and for this like team of guys. And then something happens, somebody knows you have it, and they try to take it from you, it gets knocked off some cliff. You go find it, and then you have like the ability to turn from a human into a mega. Right, like a Mega Man, like right, like you just hit a button and you switch to Mega Mode, and then you can get to like Mega Z Mode or Mega X Mode or some shit like that too. So you get more powerful later on. You get like some other kind of freaky metal that does something to you. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sorry, I'm not doing this story justice because it's a very lame story and on a bad game. So I don't care. This is like a warning. Stay away from this game. If you do not like Mega Man, you will hate this game. And even if you like Mega Man, you may not like it that much. Mm-hmm. I have always disliked the series. The only one I ever played at any length of time was Mega Man 3. And it's because I was a little noob, you know, playing on a Nintendo, and I had nothing better to do. And I managed to beat that one and hated every minute of it. Okay, and since then, every Mega Man experience I've had after that and before that, I have disliked greatly. And yet I still fell for the trap. Mm-hmm. The flashy graphics and the, I don't know what it was. The cover art, I was out of town. I just beat, you know, a fantastic game, Donna Sorrow, Castlevania on the DS. I needed something. I don't know what my problem was. It has a useless, the bottom screen, as far as I've seen, I saw on this game, it was useless. It's just there with, like, it just says Mega Man.
Right.
Like a background picture.
Like they couldn't think of something better to use it for.
Yeah,
so
turn it off and save some battery or something if you're not going to use it, okay? Because, I mean, I don't need this stupid screen on there for no goddamn reason. So you primarily play everything. No, not primarily nothing. I never saw anything on the bottom screen. And you're on the top screen, and you basically still have the same pixel-to-pixel jumping, which is probably my biggest goddamn complaint with Mega Man. And the best way that I can describe what I'm trying to describe here is, let's say you got two platforms and a gap in the middle. Okay, no matter how hard you push that button in, you cannot just like run off of that platform, hold that button in, and land somewhere towards the middle of that platform. So what you have to do is walk to the very last pixel that you can stand on of the one you're going to jump from, and jump and hold to the direction you're jumping and hold that button as long as you possibly can so that you barely land on the very first pixel of that next thing. And every single jump is like this. Every single fucking jump is like this. Hmm. That is the most annoying thing in the world.
Yeah.
I can't, and this has been a problem of mine with every Mega Man game. You always have to like make that jump at the last pixel, or you either fall off or you fall short.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see how people can play a game like that. That is not fun, to constantly have to time every single jump you ever make perfect. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Especially what's supposed to be an action game.
Right. You should jump like crazy far. You know, or they should just have things that are a little bit closer together so you can just jump and land somewhere on the platform. I mean, I have seriously sat in town and tried to jump up a thing just to get to the second level of someplace for like 30 minutes.
Oh my god.
Because it's not just, you know, jump from the right to the left platform, then back over to the right platform. There's like 12, like, and this is their version of stairs, that you have to jump back and forth, and it's like you'll get like to the sixth jump out of 8, and I'll miss it, and of course you fall all the way to the bottom again. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this game fucking sucks at my ass, okay? Then, like, the very first mission, you get to kill some dudes right off the bat. You know, because you find this thing, you turn into your mega powers, you gotta fight some crazy boss guy, that you have to learn very quickly how to fight this guy, because he whoops your ass. The very first thing that you fight is just this burly snake boss guy. And I'm like, god damn it, I'm getting my ass beat for the first guy. You know, I was not too happy by, like, this rough... But it plays like Mega Man, so if you know how to play Mega Man games, you know, aim and shoot.
You're probably okay.
You're okay, and charge. You can hold down the button to charge right. up your shot, okay? So it's not all that bad. I mean, I got through it the first try, but it still pissed me off, because I almost didn't, you know? And, I'm not a big fan of the, you barely walk off the screen, and the enemy you just, that just kicks your ass respawns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go one pixel off the screen, and you gotta go back for something? Guess who's shooting you again?
Mm-hmm.
The same guy that you just killed. You know, that's so, like, 1984. You know what I mean? It's like it can't remember that you just killed that. Now, I know
right.
that's Mega Man-style play, and people like that to play Mega Man, but I'm sorry. It sucks ass, okay? Let me zone to a different zone. Speaking of zones, the very first, like, quest you do, you get into this town, and these guys that basically gave you that medal are like, you need to work for us, the Resistance or whatever the hell we are, our underground group of guys, but to prove that you're cool enough with us, you have to play this little game of hide-and-go-seek, basically. Go find 4 of our people somewhere in town.
Mm-hmm.
So, the way that they have structured the levels in this, you have a map that doesn't help you whatsoever. It basically says, this is Zone A1, and then it has a little line, connects to Zone A2. And then from A2 it goes to C, like 3, but then it goes up to B1 and C6 and A9.
Nice.
You know what I mean, right? It's like there's no fucking order for this at all. They just like slapped numbers and letters on there. And it also doesn't tell you how to get there. So you have to wander around like a city zone. And occasionally, to make a certain jump, you have to change into your other suit because you can like jump off the wall but not as a human.
Right.
So when you change into that suit, you get attacked by any of the creatures that are in there because now they think you're a bad guy and the humans are all afraid of you. So it's like you have to make your jump midair, switch back to human so you don't get, you know, people attacking you and whatnot. It's like, why? Why? This is so fucking stupid. You can't just let me walk around town to go find these guys. Then, 2 hours of time wandering around random fucking zones, aimlessly looking for dudes. Right. I go from B1 to C7, and I'm in a war zone now all of a sudden. And I'm like, okay, fuck, maybe I'm supposed to be here. So I play through this.
Mm-hmm.
I pop out the other end of it, and I'm in, like, zone B3 of town on some other place that I could have just walked to from town. You know what I mean? And it's like I went round and around for 2 hours before I finally came across the magic zone that all these dudes were hiding in, it seemed
right.
like. You know, and it was just like, this is so dumb. This is so dumb. So once I did that, I had nowhere to go. I did not know what to do after that. I did find all the guys, so I was accepted in their cool group of people.
They didn't, like, give you a mission or anything?
None of them would give me a quest anymore. What they do is they give you a little mission, and you go to, like, the save place or whatever, like this little computer room kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and you click it, and it says missions, and you get to pick however many missions you have. Like, at one point, like, when you first start, you have 2. You know, join the Resistance and find this thing in level A7 or whatever. And you could actually just, like, go there. It just so happens to be that you walk out the other side of the computer room and you're in the A7 or wherever you're supposed to be. So that was easy. You just walk through it. You're back in town or whatever. You click the next mission to start this. But then now that I've done that, I can't get another mission. And of course, I'm betting money that I just have to find the right guy in the right zone and talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't find the guy. And I walked around for hours. So, I mean, I probably put a good 4.5 hours into this. Killing the same, like, 4 zones over and over and over and over and over. And you don't, like, gain experience for this, so it's not cool.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't get anything out of that. Other than, you know, aggravation. And I cannot say enough bad about this game. The music was annoying. I mean, it was like, rarely do I, like, on a DS game, I generally have the sound at least on a little bit. I had to turn it off.
Right.
I mean, it was that bad. I mean, this game was shit. The biggest waste of money ever. It's Mega Man ZX on Nintendo DS. A real pisser of a game. I was not happy. Now, that was quite some time ago that I actually got this game and had to go through that hell. I have not touched it since, and I'm recuperating. Oblivion helped me with that an awful lot. But then, Oblivion went away, and October 24th came around, the demise of Lixang, and of course, as we all know, a bunch of games came out on that day, like .hack.gu, Dark Messiah Might and Magic, Phantasy Star Universe, and Marvel Ultimate Alliance. Now, I ended up picking up 2 out of those 4. I wanted to pick up .hack.gu, but I didn't because mainly there's no way I'm going to wind up playing a PS2 game.
From what I hear, you did yourself a favor.
Right, which I don't feel so bad about anymore. Dark Messiah of Might and Magic, I hear, is a buggy piece of shit, which doesn't surprise me.
Demo was.
Yeah. So why would the real game be any different? I mean, I'm just not too enthusiastic about it anymore, which is sad because I really like the Might and Magic series a lot. But I want a new role-playing game, not a fucking action role-playing game. Okay. However, I did manage to pick up Phantasy Star Universe, which I'm surprised I have not heard yet. Osmo or Aphex on Lag Radio talking about this game. It's like they're I think I'm talking directly to you guys now. I'm going to call you guys out on this. Are you just too good to play a game from Sega? Is that what it is? I'm going to have to fire off an email and remind them that this is out and to look into it. Because this is on the PC, the PS2, and the 360. And my understanding is the PC and the PS2 crowd can actually play together online. Now, it may not fall into their strict requirements for MMOs, but it's still massive, and it's a multiplayer, and it's an online game. So I would like to see some coverage from the masters of MMO radio. Osmo and Aphex at lag-radio.com. We haven't talked to them in quite some time.
I'd like to see some coverage from anybody.
Well, that's a very good point.
I've been looking because I'm interested, and like no place is reviewing this yet.
Well, I've got a buddy who has already beat the single-player game. I swear to God, he did not sleep for 4 days. I would wake up in the morning at fucking, what time do I get up? 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And he's online playing Phantasy Star Universe. I leave for work at 9, because I'm supposed to be there at 9. So I leave for work at like 9:05, and he's still playing. If possible, which doesn't happen, but maybe like twice a month, I stop in from lunch, and he's still playing at about noon, 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I get home from work at like 6 p.m. He's still playing. I talk to him through the middle of the day, and I go to bed, and he's still awake. And this went on for 4 days.
Jeez.
He is still logged on right now.
Is he playing the multiplayer now?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he is. It's unbelievable. He has all the achievements unlocked. It's fucking unreal. And he says it's a fantastic game.
Well, I've heard a lot of people say, it's great, it's good, it's a lot of fun, but I have not heard anything more in-depth than that. That's all I hear, is that it's good.
Well, the good news is, it's right here, 2 feet from you.
Yeah, you should play it.
I can't. And the reason I can't is because Oblivion kicked the RPG right out of me.
I understand.
I mean, that game was so amazing. It was so good. It really was a fantastic game. That game is fucking amazing. And so massive, though, and so epic and uber that I just can't do it. I need button mashing. I need...
This is pretty button mashing, I think.
I'm sure it is, but it tries to pretend it has a story and that it's an RPG, so it's like it's off the list for at least a week.
Right.
It's off the list for a week. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm a huge Sega fan. Phantasy Star was the first RPG I think I ever played on the Sega Master System. I remember being in like third grade, maybe. Yeah, dude, I was in third grade. I borrowed the cart. I borrowed the Phantasy Star cart from my buddy Jassy Mahal. Who, like, if I remember right, I think he, like, couldn't figure it out. He's like, this game is, like, difficult and hard, man. I don't know what to do. And I was like, well, I'll play it for a while. And he's like, good luck trying to figure it out. Like, I couldn't. But we were, like, kids, dude. I was in third grade. I was like, what am I doing? You know? And it's like, I went back and actually played that a little while ago on the GBA.
Uh-huh.
Man, I wish I never sold that cart. But I tried to play it, and it was hard then, too. Seriously. Like, it was like you get your ass whooped walking outside of town by the first dudes. Like, you got to grind your ass off. But I was digging it. My problem with it was, and the reason why I got rid of it, I was playing it on an original GBA. So it sucked balls. I couldn't see it.
Right.
And I sold the cart, and then all of a sudden it was gone. It's like the rarest thing now. You know, it's like you can't find
and now
it anywhere.
The lit screens. And
they're like $50 on eBay if you try to find Phantasy Star now. The game wasn't that much to begin with. I know, I'm pissed. Because I want it again, because it's fucking awesome. I love that series of games. And 3 is on there. And I know everybody thinks 2 is the greatest game ever, and it is. It's a good game. But for some reason, I was a huge fan of 3.
Mm-hmm.
I played the shit out of that game. In any case, this one actually has a single-player component. The recent like Phantasy Star Online games haven't really had that. You know, you
there was one at Blue Shift or Blue Orchestra.
I can't remember what the hell it was called now. Not Blue Shift. That's a Half-Life 2 expansion. I can't remember. I know what you're talking about, though, but whatever it was. And it had, like, cards. Didn't have some card shit in it?
Something.
For battle? I think so. It was like Metal Gear Acid or something. In any case, this one actually has a real single-player thing. 12 different chapters that apparently take some time. Because, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people are playing this game, and I don't think many beat it yet already. You know, and it's like some of these people are playing night and day. So we have to hold off on that because I haven't even cracked the seal yet because I'm just RPG'd out. I need some downtime. I need some button mashing. I need to fuck around and just, like, kill stuff mindlessly for about a week just so I can like, pull myself together. And the game that has answered that call was the other one that came out that day. It was Marvel Ultimate Alliance for the 360. Just so happens I have the 360 version. This actually came out for, apparently, everything under the sun.
Except for the DS.
Which it was.
And then got canceled.
I guess. I can't imagine why. I mean, I really don't know, but... Maybe they couldn't find a nice gimmick to throw in for the touchscreen or the microphone or something. But we're going to talk about the 360 version here, which I've actually managed to get some time into now, so I'm feeling pretty confident about talking about this here. Now, I've noticed it's got some pretty solid reviews online, like about eights, mm-hmm. Okay, which is good. That's a good game. You know, if your game gets an 8, that's a good game. It's a fun game, okay? This is like, if you don't know, you can play single player or up to 4-player action adventure type game with some RPG elements. I mean, the bullshit they slap on as quests and storyline in there is just not happening. I mean, it is pretty fucking weak. And you gotta love the Masters of Evil, you know, the bad guys. I mean, oh my god. But basically, I like to think of this as what should be the comic equivalent to like a Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance, or Champions of Norrath type game. You know, a hack and slash, run around. This is just what I need, because there is no game like this, and this is why I was all excited for this game. There's 140 Marvel intellectual property characters in here, you know, different things that you will know and love from, you know, comics, mm-hmm. and like 25 playable characters, which is cool for the comic fan. Essentially, I guess, X-Men Legends 3. You know, if you've played the first or the second one, this is a lot like it, except for it's not just the X-Men characters.
Right.
You get a bunch of other dudes. So I want to start out with the good first about this game. It is serious button-mashing fun. It's basically like what I like to call a Snowblind game. Like, I can't remember the engine name for these games, but Snowblind Studios were the guys that made those type of games in the engine like that.
Right.
So that's what I want to call this. It's the first type of the Snowblind game, and I don't think they had anything at all to do with this game at all. In fact, I'm sure they didn't. It was Raven Software, the guys usually that do id Software stuff, like... Right. Expansion packs, and didn't they do like Heretic and Hexen? I think also, I believe so.
I might have.
I think so.
They did the Star Trek Elite Force games.
Oh Jesus!
They were pretty good.
No, they weren't. And they were Star Wars. Damn it. Now, anyway, this game has absolutely fantastic music in it. By the way, like seriously, I'm playing along, and it's like I turn the music down just because I like. Wanted to hear their voices for a while, but that goes away real quick. But at the end of like the first goddamn level, you've heard everything your characters can say 9 times. It's annoying.
It's
as
like
shit.
4 Maddens sitting.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's horrible. Okay, but seriously, the music was nice. Every single level has its like. It seems like I haven't heard the same thing twice. I don't think really. Really, it's really good soundtrack though. Online or offline multiplayer, 1 to 4 players. You can have 4 of your buddies camping out over here, and it looks like you can play online. I haven't gotten to do that yet. I'm waiting for some friends of mine to pick this up so we can play. You have quite a bit of powers. This is the so-called RPG elements here that you can actually use in this game, where you know, like Wolverine can get like extra damage to a normal attack, or like a fury attack, or mm-hmm. something like that. Maybe he goes into like a rage mode or something. You can get all kinds of extra little things that make your characters unique. Spider-Man, he can shoot like little web balls. He can also put out like a web shield. You know, everybody has some different shit. It's really, really cool.
And then you can put points into it to make it stronger.
Make them stronger. And it seems like maybe 10 points a pop even. Mm-hmm. That's quite a bit. I mean, that means you can play this for quite some time over and over.
Especially over 25 characters. I mean, that's...
Right, right. I mean, you're going to be putting some time into this if you want to unlock all that good stuff. Now, there's even, like, as far as putting some time into it, we were going to say, you have unlockable costumes for every person, too, which is cool. Because I like to see, like, an old-school Wolverine, mm-hmm. you know, versus the modern-day Wolverines that we're used to seeing in movies now. I mean, right. He looks just fucking like that. I mean, he's Hugh Jackman. You right, know, when right. you pick modern fucking Wolverine.
Dirty white t-shirt.
Yep. Yeah. Blue jeans, you know, right. I mean, that's what you're wearing. You don't have that crazy brown and... dark yellow suit on, you know, but you do if you pick the classic one or whatever they call it, old school or whatever the hell they call it in there. And it's cool because even your different outfits give you different abilities, or not quite abilities, but different stats.
Which is great because collecting costumes is fine and dandy, but if they actually affect gameplay, that's
yeah,
even better.
It is cool. And like I like to say, you know, I've been sticking around with Wolverine the most because he seems like the most simple to play at first. I'm just trying to get used to it. So I'm pretty stoked on playing Wolverine. I've unlocked his classic costume, which I find to be superior than his, like, current one or whatever the hell they call the one that you get to start with. Because you don't have, like, enhanced energy, enhanced hit points, and, like, a little bit of defense or something. If you switch to the old school Wolverine, it's like he's a beast. Like, he's more savage because you up your damage, you up your critical hit rate, and you up your defense. You just turn him into, like, this war machine. And it's cool because he is a badass motherfucker. That's what his wallet says, I'm pretty sure. I saw it once. Now, another thing that I think is fantastic in this game that is really a good idea. Like, so far, everything I've loved. The comic missions are sweet. It looks like there's about 35 of them, I think, maybe 34 or something, because it looks like there's, like, almost 10 more than how many characters you have, it looks like. I didn't quite count them all, but it looked right around there. I tried to count and lost count. And you unlock them as you go, and at this point I've only unlocked, like, 3 characters and 5 or 6 other things, but they're actual, it seems to be, comic missions. So it shows you the, like, you pick Wolverines, okay? And even if he's not in your party, this is a mission you play as Wolverine Henry. Okay, and it's old school Wolverine, and they show you the cover of the comic they're talking about even. So you get like a little piece of comic history there, you get to see the book, and then like he tells a little bit of a story while you're like kind of paused at like the first room of the level, and he explains like the first, what would be a couple pages, or the overall storyline for the series of comics, and then they cut you loose in the level so you can like finish up the battle part of the comic. It's really cool. It's really neat.
That is a really good idea too for a comic.
It was. It was. That was a beautiful idea. Like, I had no idea that I was going to be in there. And it's neat, too, because you get to, there's varying degrees of success. You get a bronze, a silver, and a gold medal, and you get different rewards for that, too. If you beat it on, like, say, bronze, you might get, you know, 1,000 shield coins. You get, like, coins you can actually buy some abilities with and points and upgrade your abilities, so maybe you'll get that. If you get bronze, or a silver, you might get, like, a permanent +1 to your, you know, damage reduction or something. And then if you get a gold, they'll give you, like, a +1 talent point, which is, like, a big thing because you only will get that when you level or something, you know? So it's, like, you get some nice rewards, and it's a very helpful thing. You can unlock other guys' costumes, all kinds of crazy shit. I mean, you get... I mean, so they reward you for playing no matter what.
Right.
It's really, really cool. And they're timed. I don't know if they all are, but I think they are. The ones I have are. And they're timed, so you can't just dick around forever, which is good because you could farm it. You know, you could just sit there over and over and over and over. At least that would kind of... You have to go through and fight a boss and win at some point, or you die and lose and have to load.
Right.
You can't just sit there and mow guys down. But you can do them over and over, too. So, I mean, you can still kind of farm it as long as you don't completely suck ass. One of the funny things in this was some of the names of the quests and shit. Like, seriously, I'm running around, like, Stark Tower or whatever, and I run across, like Tony Stark's butler. And he's like, hey, could you, like, one of the cufflinks that Tony Stark, you know, has sentimental value with is lost somewhere here. So if you happen to come across it, could you find it? Now, this is what passes for a quest, by the way. You know, and sure enough, it's just, like, sitting on the floor somewhere. But the name of the quest is Link to the Past. That's cute. Okay? And then if you're looking at, like, the achievement list, you know, one of the achievements... It's called Blue Screen of Death, which I thought was kind of cute because you find, like, this computer guy. And he asks you these fucked up questions. I had to fight the guy. So that's one of the things I did do. And he's like... What is the, you know, airspeed of an African swallow kind of thing? You know, like, he seriously, like, has these tough questions for you. Like, who's Thor's father or some shit like that, you know?
Right.
And you have to ask 3 of them to even get to fight him. I don't know what happens if you lose because I cheated. I have Google.
Right.
So I cheated to answer these fucking questions. Some of them, I don't know what the answers were. I had no idea. I knew one of them, though, but I don't remember what the rest were. In any case, so, I don't know. The quest names and achievements were kind of fun. They were having a good time. But later on, I was kind of offended that they would... Like, okay, it just seemed to me, having a quest in your game with a throwback to one of the best games of all time, and a game that's very mediocre, doesn't cut it. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, whoa, don't get ahead of yourselves.
You're invoking some powerful motion.
Seriously, you know what I mean? You can't go that far just, you know, no. Okay, now the boss battles, some of them are not just brawls, you know? Some of them are mini-games. Some of them are, like, one we did today with the Kraken was, like, Shenmue. You know what I mean? Or, like Tomb Raider Legend or something. Right, God of War even. You know, press A at this very moment. Press B at this very moment. Press Y at this very moment. And it was actually kind of fun. It really was to fight these big, badass dudes. And, however, I'm generally not a fan of basically everything you've learned throughout the entire game is now useless. Your skills and abilities you've developed are absolutely useless. I'm not a big fan of that. So that's kind of like a middle-of-the-road thing, but it wasn't so bad in this case yet. I mean, that was a big dude. you know? And I was just little old Wolverine there. What am I going to do, you know? So, I mean, it kind of made sense that to kill this massive, huge dude, I had to use some environmental stuff.
Right.
So, I mean, it did actually make sense in that. So I thought that was kind of cool. It wasn't actually completely horrible. Let's get on to the bad in this game. Now, this is a much longer list, I think, than the good, unfortunately. Let me look at my numbers here. No, not much longer. Okay.
Some pretty burly ones in here, though.
Yeah, that's what it is. But see, those are some pretty burly good things, though. Okay, the Xbox doesn't have a hack-and-slash game. That's huge. Good music? Okay, that's not so huge. Online or offline, 1-4-player multiplayer, for me, is huge in this kind of a game. Okay, the tons of powers, for me, is big in this game. That's customization there. Unlockable costumes, whatever. Okay, the comic missions, that's huge. Okay, and the 360 version looks fantastic, by the way. The graphics of this game actually do look fucking amazing. And, like, even when Wolverine, dude, you go flying at an enemy, you have this, like, rush move where he, like, jumps on him, knocks him over, and starts just, like, beating him down, and you're sitting on their shoulders. You get, as you rush at him, and while you're there, like, pounding into him, you see, like, the behind-the-bullet effect from the Matrix on his claws.
Like
you're moving.
Blurs to the claw.
Yeah, it is fucking awesome. I mean, it looks really good. The Human Torch is in there. His fire looks pretty damn cool. I mean, it really does. They did a great job with the graphics. Now, we've looked at graphics for the other ones, and they don't look near as good.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly the models, like the polygon count of the models themselves is ass, even on like the PS2.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that bad. However, the Xbox 360 version does suffer from some serious ghetto, like, big version. I don't know what it is, but, like, okay, they do a cutscene in between levels, you know, like you're flying in some ship, and, like, they got your dudes talking or whatever, and the models suck ass when they're up close on them for some reason. But when you're playing the game, they look great.
Huh.
It's almost like they took the cutscenes from the PS2 or Xbox engine and just slapped it into the 360. But the game is it seems different. It seems that the graphics are a completely different graphic engine for the 360, or at least hopped up.
Right.
So they did a good job with the graphics, I'd say, overall. Okay. The bad. The controller configuration, I cannot see a way. You cannot change it. I have tried. I have fucking fought with this thing. And my biggest complaint is the camera's ass backwards. So, of course, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Okay. One positive note about Final Fantasy XII from the C4 camp. The camera is correct. Thank you. High five, Japanese dudes. Okay. But you can't control any of the configuration of your controller here, which is a bummer. I kind of understand why they did it, though. Because they actually have a pretty slick control system. Because you get to the point where you've got some fucking moves. You've got, like, more moves than you could possibly put on face buttons, okay? Like Fable, right? You have to hold a button, and it comes up with your moves, just like that here, right? You hold a button, it changes. You know, like, if X is your basic attack, and B is your power attack, okay? Mm-hmm. And Y is jump, and I can't fucking remember what X does. A and B, A is your medium, like regular attack, B is your strong attack, I can't remember what, X is like operate, open doors, blah, 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 and Y is jump. You hold right trigger, and now those buttons become your special abilities.
Right.
You know, so you're doing a lot of like flicking the thing and hitting the button for your ability, which is fine, it actually plays out really well.
Mm-hmm.
It's mainly the camera that I have a problem with. But if you were to jack those controls up, who knows what would happen? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you'd hit R or right trigger, and now like your button icons in the corner wouldn't be the face buttons, it would be like left button, click in on the thing, and X, and, you know, down on the D-pad.
Still, it'd be nice to be able to put those powers onto the D-pad.
It would, except for that's how you pick your hero. In-game, while you're running around, you got four dudes on the screen, you tap it in the direction of the...
You'd be able to switch it, though. I mean, it...
Right, you could, yeah. It would have been nice for some customization. I would settle for camera changing.
Right.
I'll have to look again. Maybe I wasn't looking that close. Maybe there was like a... I was looking for graphical representation of control change, because they do have a giant picture of the controller up there, but I didn't see like a switch camera angle. I'll have to look again, but I didn't see one. I didn't see one on there, and I was really upset. I've also run across one horrible, like misspelling. Like, two guys, I can't remember who they are, they're talking back and forth, and they're like... one guy's trying to argue his point to another guy, and the other guy is like, I guess you're right. Or he says, I suppose you're right. But it's Y-O-U-R. Like, your right hand.
Right.
Not, you are right. So it's like, God damn it, have that slip quality control. I mean...
How did a lot of this stuff slip quality
control? Okay. This one being the one that could have got overlooked and not cause an issue with the game, and that, you know, probably very... But it bothers me. I'm a stickler for this. I'm the only person I know on Xbox Live who types properly. I use capitals at the beginning of sentences and for prop, you know, everything I'm supposed to, periods, and I use a controller to type it.
Certainly you're not expecting people using a controller to type.
I do it.
Well, yeah.
I'm screwed
that's
up
like,
in the head.
That's like messaging on the phone.
Yeah. Oh, I do that right, too. I know. It takes me forever. Okay. The game also has some funky stairs. Now, I do not know how best to describe this, but if you're at the bottom of a flight of stairs, and you do a lot of up and downing on stairs in the very simple level design, and you jump up the stairs, and if you don't make it to the top, like the next level, mm-hmm. you land on the stairs, but your character's stuck in the I'm still flying position, and he slides all the way to the bottom of the stairs again. So you have to walk upstairs unless you can jump to the next level. That is so retarded. You can't just land on the steps.
Right.
Right? And when you jump down, it seems like you hella launch off of them sometimes. It's really, really bizarre. I mean, it drives me insane because I like to jump up my stairs. Okay? It's annoying. Now, the worst problem with this game is the AI. Okay? Your comrades and the enemy is absolutely fucking retarded. Your heroes, like your dudes, okay, you play as four guys at once. So it's like most of the time you're running around as the one guy you like. Mm-hmm. And you have three dudes in your team that are just kind of there. Sadly, they're just kind of there. Okay, they're often getting lost, they're stuck behind things. I've seen Storm between a wall and a fire and just get hit by the fire, get knocked into the wall because she got damaged, walk back into the fire, take the damage, get knocked back in the wall, and just repeat it until she's dead. You know, I've sat there. This is what happens every time. You walk into a room with like eight bad guys. Your three guys circle around one bad guy. You spend a good couple seconds killing the other seven, and then go and kill the eighth guy. They
finish off like the half hit point.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yet if you switch to those guys, you're almighty again. It doesn't, you know, it's not like they're gimp or something. They just, it's like they
don't really attack.
A lot of them just stand there and walk into them or something, right? Now, speaking of not attacking, a lot of the enemies tend to just stand there and watch you either beat on them or watch you beat on their friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that either. I mean, it's just like the AI. What AI?
Right.
It's like it's not there. I've seen my buddies walk into a wall and just keep walking into that wall for the duration of some pretty long fights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do have some control. You pull the left trigger and it basically gives you the options now. Attack, defend, assist, and normal or something like that. Or aggressive, defense, assist, and normal, right? So, I mean, you have control over them a little bit. And if you just flick it, it gives them, like, normal mode or something, so you don't have to, like, always remember to hit normal or something like that or follow or something.
Right.
But it doesn't always help you. So it's really fucking annoying. And that's probably the worst part. Now, it gives me the impression that you're better off alone, because you can dump your other guys. Like, if you go to a little shield thing, you can just tell them fuck off, and I tend to just walk around as Wolverine a lot of the time. The only time this has become an issue is when you're fighting a boss. It does seem like it helps to have the extra guys there. Not a whole lot.
If even as a, like, meat wall.
Exactly. They take a little bit of the damage off of me, but the enemy AI does aim for me. They will sit there and beat on them, and if I'm there, they will come at me. Mm-hmm. Whoever you are controlling always gets attacked by the enemy. More than once, I've seen text stuck on the screen. So, like, you're cruising around the level, you kill some dudes, and you find an item. The one I remembered, I know it happened twice, I found a Daredevil action figure on the ground. I picked it up, and through the rest of the fucking level, it's, you know, until I hit something else, it said, you have found the Daredevil action figure, press X to pick it up. Forever! I mean, it's like, god damn it. You know, how cheeseball is that? I mean, mm-hmm. just take it out. The static dialogue faces are complete ass. It looks like they're out of, like, the Nintendo DS version or what would have been the DS version or something. So when you're talking to a guy, they have just a little graphic representation, a still static frame of his head there. So you know who you're talking to right next to his name, but it looks like complete shit. They should have had the actual artists of the comics draw up a fat-looking head. That would have been sweet. Instead, it looks like complete shit. You can't even make out the blocky mess.
At least chop off the 3D head.
Something. Yeah, that would have been a lot better. But it looks like ass. I don't know how they screwed that up. There's the horrible one-liners I mentioned. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times I've heard Wolverine say, like, "You're not looking so good, bub." Like,
I've heard him say it a bunch of times today.
You've watched like 10 minutes of gameplay. You know, I don't get it, okay? We had a disappearing bad guy in the Atlantis level. I walked around a corner and this guy's all standing there ready to stab me. And he's like, whoop, and he just slipped
into the floor.
Yeah, just gone. Poof. Never saw him again. It does seem like it's way too easy. You're only allowed to pick on normal or easy and normal mode at first. You can unlock hard later on. I understand it might actually get pretty hard, but it does seem way too easy.
If I ever saw your hit points get below half,
I would kill a guy, and almost everybody you kill drops health and energy points.
Whoop, you're right back to full.
Yeah, and they home in on you, so it's cool because you could be killing some dude far away, you know, like you shoot him, and guys are beating on you, and you kill the guy far away, and he explodes in these red and blue balls, and they come find you, you know, and they go to your buddies too, you know, the rest of your team if they're hurt and whatnot, but they don't seem to get hurt nearly as bad as you do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just, now the sad thing is this, it's actually fun. Through all that pain and suffering, it's actually fun. And what tends to help is if you turn off your characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're playing solo, all of a sudden the enemies are going for you. There's a little bit of added challenge now. You know, it does seem like a better game if you're playing solo. And I've been running around by myself because it's just more fun. It's less confusing too.
Mm-hmm.
If I need to get to a bad guy, I don't have to like fight through my guys to be able to hit them and whatnot.
Every power-up gets to go to the one dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's cool. You get the items too. You get to pick up items and shit like that. You know, like you can pick up a hologram thing, and you can equip like it looks like one thing at a time, and you get to really pick, you know, and kind of strategize what you want. Like I've got this thing that gives me like a 10% chance to avoid a melee strike, which is way cool. You know, that's pretty neat. You get to pick up all kinds of shit and like kind of customize your dude. You can get stuff that knocks people over, things that adjust stats down but some up. You know, you get some really, really nice stuff. I mean, they did a great job with the game, except for the main killer is the AI. You know, I can overlook the sliding stairs, just fucking walk up them. I can right. overlook the misspellings. Even the text on the screen's not that annoying. It doesn't happen very often. It happened twice. The disappearing guy was a one-time thing. It's too easy, but, you know, like I said, play by yourself with one character. It's hard. And then play on hard. You know,
mm-hmm.
they've got some really nice things in this game, some really, really awesome ideas. And I'm basically going to come out and say, when they finish this game, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, when this engine gets perfected,
right.
it's going to be a fucking awesome game. And I will buy it probably on day one. So, I mean, I basically paid $60 to kind of like beta test this
right.
game for them, you know. And I'm kind of bent about that because it's $40 for the PC, PS2, Xbox, Game Boy Advance, and the PSP version. Oh, wait a minute. No, the Game Boy Advance is $30.
Right.
The PSP version is also $40. $50 for the upcoming Wii version and $60 for the upcoming PS3 version. And there's an ass load of characters. I mean, that's really cool. For any comic fan, I mean, they've got a lot of neat stuff in there.
Some interesting choices as to what got to be playable.
Some very bizarre choices, that's for sure. We actually came up with a list. You want to read through these? Because my head's going to explode.
Sure. The playable characters are Blade, Captain America, Deadpool, Doctor Strange, Elektra, Ghost Rider, Human Torch, Iceman, Invisible Woman, Iron Man, Luke Cage, Miss Marvel, Mr. Fantastic, Spider-Man, Spider-Woman, Storm, The Thing, Thor, and Wolverine. Now, those are the ones that are for everything.
Right,
and then
right.
Each system has a few changes. Well, the unlockable characters are Black Panther, Daredevil, Nick Fury, and Silver Surfer. There's a few of these I've never even heard of. Now, I was never huge into comic books, but... the PSP exclusive is Black Widow, Captain Marvel, Hawkeye, and Ronin. And then the next-gen exclusives are Colossus and Moon Knight.
Which, believe it or not, are already unlocked on the 360 version. Like, you start with them.
Right.
This actually took us quite a bit of research to figure out who the fuck the unlockables are. We spent probably a half an hour trying to figure this out. That's pretty sad. Blade, Doctor Strange, Ghost Rider, and then... the four that you read last time.
Right.
Black Panther, Daredevil, Nick Fury, and Silver Surfer. Those are the unlockables. I'm looking forward to playing Ghost Rider, though, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I really... But, like, I wanted some of the really nameless dudes in there. The guys that I liked a lot. Like, what was that guy? Darkhawk, the Sleepwalker. People nobody ever heard of that I thought were just the shit back then, you know? Back when I was way into comics. But it's pretty cool because some of those costumes you get... Like, you know, we were talking about Wolverine's other costume. How you get, like, the old-school Wolverine. Some of them, you actually, like, change who you are, almost. Like, you're different complete characters, but their moves were so similar. And their storylines tie in together. What's a good example here? Captain America, one of your outfits turns you into U.S. agent. Ghost Rider, you can be Vengeance and Phantom Rider. If you know the stories behind that, those are way cool, if you're into that sort of thing. Iron Man, you get to a War Machine one. Miss Marvel, Sharon Ventura. Spider-Man gets a Scarlet Spider one.
Should be Venom.
The Venom suit, that look. Doesn't he have that? What was the other suit then? That must be the other suit. He'd get three.
No, I looked it in, and the Scarlet Spider was actually not the same guy.
Right, but what was the other suit for Spider-Man? There's another one.
Right.
There's three. Everybody has three. So there is another one. I'm not sure what it looks like because I don't have it yet. Mm. I should be playing Spidey some more. And he's a total comedian. He's always cracking jokes. It's actually kind of funny, except for the one-liners are old, but during the cutscenes and shit, he's always, like, goofing off and shit. Yeah, it's actually pretty funny. But the voice acting is horrible in this game. It is so it's like basically they took the programmers and the QA guys,
right,
and they're like, do your best Wolverine voice and say, you know...
Sound like Hugh Jackman.
You know, yeah, exactly. You know, how much do we pay you again? A Spider-Woman, Arachne, I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, and Spider-Girl... Thor, Beta Ray Bill, Moon Knight, becomes Khonshu, but that's kind of cool though. I'm really looking
especially
forward.
Especially if you're a fan of that specific person.
Right, exactly. You know, and it's funny to see who people get all excited about, because like I got a buddy who loves Thor, you know, and I'm like, wow, really? I'd never.
That's your favorite Marvel character.
You know, I don't know if I have one though.
Mine's gotta be Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's pretty freaking cool. He really is. I like Darkhawk a lot, though, for some reason. Like, some no-name guy, but only because he was, like, a kid, you know? Like, mm-hmm. He was, like, a young guy, if I remember right. But Ghost Rider was pretty badass. Damn. I don't know. I mean, this game seems like a lot of fun. I am having a good time, which is the hard part to swallow, because even with the bad AI, I'm actually enjoying myself, just running around beating the crap out of stuff and seeing all the cool little things. There's been an underwater level that I was in already once, which is... Okay. You know, it's underwater, so it's like a change of scenery.
Mm-hmm.
But for God's sakes, you can actually, like, kind of swim and float up and down. Now, some characters can even fly. Like, Iron Man can straight out fucking fly. But, like, the boss fight, not the major boss fight, but those two dudes I had to fight in the water level took, like, a half an hour.
Horrid.
It was, yeah, ass. The dumbest thing I'd ever seen. They float around on a different plane, and every now and again they'd swoop down to where I was, or I'd swim up to where they were, and I'd miss them every time they'd swoop by me. And it's like... It's not like it was hard, it's that it was taking time because nobody could hit anybody, me or them.
They were flailing around, yeah.
Yeah, it was really, really dumb. And it's like, between all that, I have a hard time saying this game is okay. You know, I mean, I feel ripped off.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Like, this game, 2 more months, work on your AI, and this game would have been a mind-blowing cool game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have this...
It would
have
been worth it.
Right, it would have been worth probably a lot more... I'm going to say it's only worth 35 out of 60, and that's for the Xbox 360 version.
Mm-hmm.
If I was to play the PS2 version, the PC version, the Xbox version, I'm probably going to have to go lower because your graphic quality goes way down, your audio quality probably goes down. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm probably just going to have to cut it even more. I don't know because I haven't played them, but I'm betting it's a $20, you know what I mean? I'm betting it's a $20 game.
They probably even put more effort into the next-gen systems because... That's the new thing.
Right, right. That'll make them a little bit more money, too. You know, I mean, selling it for $60, definitely. I was pretty bent. If it would have been $40 for the 360, I wouldn't have been bent.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty bent. You know, because this game is not worth that. It's an unfinished product, basically. It works. It runs. You know, so is Windows. But right. It doesn't mean it's any good. It doesn't mean it works right. You know, and it doesn't mean it's, you know, a good experience. And unfortunately, I do feel that this game falls really, really shy of its goal. However, it's still fun, which is the weird part. You know, mm-hmm. like, the only real major complaint, I guess, has to be the AI. Which, like I said, isn't so bad if you're playing with only one character.
Right.
Because then it does seem like at least the bad guys kind of home in on you a little bit better. You know, and... I don't know. You don't have to worry about your guys being retarded.
My biggest problem while I was watching you play is the fact that at least during normal combat, non-boss encounters, you seem flat-out invincible. Like,
yeah.
There was nothing... You were trying to get killed that one
okay.
time.
I was Wolverine, though. Did you see when I was playing Iron Man? I died.
Right.
You know, Wolverine regens like a monster. Plus, I've got him pretty beefed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and because basically, as I've gone through... every single bonus or any single item I got, I gave to him.
Right.
Every single one. So, like, the rest of my party is kind of gimp. They're not gimp enough that it should take him a half an hour to kind of bring a guy to half health. But they're gimps compared to Wolverine. So he is overly excessively a beast in my party. However, if I spread the love, I can see, you know, midway in the game, everybody's a beast all of a sudden. And you just start kicking some ass. So, I don't know. It's definitely... Need some work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I feel... I bet anything, man, if they stick with this engine, which I'm sure they will, right? They're gonna fix the AI, hopefully. and then put out a 2, maybe like a year or something, I bet it's a sweet game. I bet it's just like everything I want it to be. But by then, I'm hoping and praying that somebody will give me a fucking Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 3 by then. I need something I can really sink my teeth into, and for the love of God, do not use this engine. It's broken. Okay, they got it out of a fucking Cracker Jack box. It's not done yet. So, that about wraps it up, I think, for the show. I have nothing left to do. I mean, yeah. we've kind of covered everything, our few topics that we had, and had some good news in there, though. Next week, we're going to look forward to the release of Final Fantasy XII comes out.
That's right.
2 days. The world is going to be captivated by this, and hopefully I will get some quality Phantasy Star. Oh, man. Maybe we'll hold off. I want to do the Phantasy Star universe, since it's the closest thing to an MMO I'm going to play for a while with Oz and Apex.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get them on TeamSpeak or something.
Okay.
Since I'm handy uncapable with Skype, they'll have to suffer through it and use TeamSpeak or something. But I don't want to have them and Rybo trying to gay out with Final Fantasy II. Although it would be a hilarious show.
If you could edit it.
Yeah, that would be a nightmare. We'll have to figure something out. Well, I don't know. I want to spend some time with PSU also, and I don't have time to play at the rate of some people. So maybe in 2 weeks we'll get a chance to actually talk about Phantasy Star Universe, and we're going to have to put that off a little bit. But, I mean, it's Phantasy Star Universe versus Final Fantasy XII. I'm not going to win this fight, no matter how much I love Sega.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. Peace out.
Later.